Future Skills 2022, an Erasmus Plus project funded by the European Commission for the development of the new skills demanded by the labor market. I'm Joe Cabello and work for INF Education. In this podcast, we will talk about critical thinking with the collaboration of Jörg Steigmüller. And we have chosen Mr. Steigmüller because he's a business consultant and a coach. Hello, Jörg, and thanks for being here today.
Hi, Joe.
Okay, so let's dive into critical thinking. So what is your understanding of critical thinking?
Okay, critical thinking, from my point of view, is really the analysis of facts to form a judgment. It's the rational, skeptical, and unbiased analysis or evaluation of factual evidence that is relevant. Critical thinking is a systematic and inquisitive approach to questions and to question apparent but not necessarily correct claims.
Right. And what is, you know, at a personal level, what is your personal experience of this topic of critical thinking?
Yeah, most children get to the why phase at some point in their life. It is a quite stressful period for their parents because the parents don't have all the answers that the child would expect to get. But in this phase, it is the time where everything is questioned by a child. And they question it with why. Why is the sky blue? Why do flowers smell? Why do horses have four legs? Why can't butterflies fly? And once the parents give a reason, then that reason is questioned by the child with another why question. So this period of time is probably the most inquisitive period in a child's life. And children learn a lot during that time. Unfortunately, many parents struggle with it so much that they at some point want to stop the curiosity and inquisitiveness of the child by saying something like, don't ask all these questions. You don't need to know everything. But this is a wrong and even dangerous statement when you think about it, because it stops the blossoming critical thinking process much too soon, because that's what it is. It is the critical thinking that a child has. It's trying to find out, why does something happen like that? Why is something like that in life? I think I am still stuck in that why phase of my childhood.
True.
So I still question everything, and I'm trying to find answers and to look behind the official answers or the officially given explanations to discover the motive and the reason for a specific answer. Our world is full of opinions, and in many areas there are definitely more opinions than facts. We now have two options. We either can accept these opinions unchecked, or we have to question the validity and veracity of the opinions. Validity is the quality of being logically or factually sound, and veracity is the opinion is the opinion confirmed with facts that means it is accurate.
Sure.
I'm questioning and challenging everything that even in the slightest way appears like a biased opinion.
Okay, and what would be your personal approach and what's your approach to critical thinking?
Critical thinking firstly requires the assumption that a claim might be incorrect or inaccurate. Then the claim needs to get analyzed, which means it has to be broken down in its smallest parts. And then every small part of that claim either has to be verified or disproven. That can be a lot of work sometimes, but it's always worth it. So when I come across some claim or opinion, then I will first ask myself if I think this could be true. Then after using critical thinking for many years, you sometimes can sense an incorrect claim already from early on. If I think it could be accurate, I will look for facts or evidence that confirms that claim. And if I think it might not be accurate, I will look for facts or evidence that disproves that claim. Often it helps to also check if the person making the claim might have a natural bias and therefore is most probably not neutral, or if the person would have something to gain from that claim.
Sure, and then why? Therefore, I mean, okay, you're talking about all these things, and let's try and understand it from the point of view of the labor market. So why is this skill so important in the labor market today?
Critical thinking analytical reasoning and problem-solving skills are required to perform well on tasks that deal with challenges in a job. And as every job has challenges, otherwise it would be just a job that doesn't need any kind of skills. And having good problem-solving and critical thinking skills can make a major difference in a person's career. Imagine a very much simplified scenario. You work in a shop as a shop assistant, and the customer claims that a product they bought from you yesterday is faulty. Mm-hmm. You now have to solve the problem by assessing if the claim the customer makes is correct and the product was faulty when it was bought, or maybe the customer damaged the product since it was bought. So in every area, there is the requirement to be able to critically analyze and critically think about something that is said.
Very good. And again, following on this, like from a professional point of view, what is the impact of or the potential risks of not having critical thinking?
That's a very interesting question, because without being able to apply critical thinking, an employee would rely on other people to do the thinking for them. So the employee wouldn't know how to check if a claim by a customer or a colleague or a supplier or even a supervisor or manager is correct. So even completely incorrect claims would have to be assumed to be correct. And that would cause a problem in a company. It would preclude that employee from getting a job where the correctness of a claim has to be assessed. And this would limit their career opportunities significantly.
Yeah. And what about the other side of the coin? Okay, what are the benefits of actually having critical thinking?
Having critical thinking ability is vital to many professions. And with that ability, an employee can achieve a much higher position with more responsibility and in an area where that employee has to make decisions independently. So all higher skilled jobs really need critical thinking ability.
Very good. And how would you encourage people who are listening to develop critical thinking in their own lives?
If somebody wants to have an interesting and challenging job that doesn't get monotonous, it means that they have to be prepared to take on responsibility. And all jobs that carry responsibility do require critical and independent thinking.
Very good. And I suppose, just to finish off with this, could you give us some tips on how to learn the skill of critical thinking?
Yeah, I looked at the different steps that I go through normally and how I would approach it. And there's really five basic steps that are required. And I'll break them down briefly. The first step is identify the problem. That means that consider what the issue is and break it down so that it's as specific as possible. How big is this problem and why does this problem exist? And what would the consequence be if no action is taken to solve it? Mm-hmm. Often it also is necessary to decide who should be involved in solving the process. So that's the first step. The second step is to gather information. It is critically important to learn as much as possible about the problem. Look for potential reasons and solutions, but don't accept information as facts. Research and investigate all claims. Ask other people's opinions and perspective about the issue and determine both the validity and the reliability of the information that you get. And we come to the third of the five steps, evaluate the evidence. Ensure that the information you have collected is accurate. Confirm that it has come from more than just one source and that each of the sources are both unbiased and dependable. Mm-hmm. Determine if the information is based on fact or opinion. List all the ways the evidence could be interpreted. And that brings us to step number four. Now we need to consider the solutions. After we have evaluated it, we need to consider what solutions can we take. So plan several possible solutions based on the conclusions made from the evidence evaluation. Assess the advantages and disadvantages of each of these options. It's important to outline what the obstacles might be, as well as any short or long-term results the solution has. And then sometimes it helps to look back at similar problems from the past and what solutions were used to solve them back then. And then the fifth and final step is choose and implement. So in this case, determine the amount of risk involved with the solution. If we have looked at the number of solutions, now we need to choose one. Decide if the solution is practical and check if it fulfills all requirements and meets the priorities that have to be considered. Once the solution is selected and put to action, follow through is needed because we need to check and monitor if the results are achieved that we wanted to achieve with it. That's really the five steps.
Yeah, those are the five steps. And we'll leave it here for today. Jörg, thank you very, very much for giving us those tips. And speaking about critical thinking. So that's all for today. And thanks for listening to the Future Skills 2022 podcast. And remember, if you want to be part of this project and develop new skills, follow us on Facebook or visit fs2022.eu.